Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now. I get it. But we must accept the results of this election and engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
We continue on The Week in Philly, and now let's get back to our conversation with KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward as we continue to look at Tuesday's Election Day in Pennsylvania. Obviously, the abortion issue, which has carried the day at the polls since the Dobbs decision, did not seem to have the poll, at least statewide, that one would expect. And I can't put my finger on why. I find that it's something, it's so personal, it's so visceral, and yet it didn't deliver on the biggest stage here in this election.
You know, the concerns of a national abortion ban, was it that Republicans and Donald Trump were able to say, like, you know, we're not interested in the national ban. We turned it back to the states. Did that play well with voters? Did it just lose steam? Is it just one of those messages that you hear something like that? You would think no, right? You would think the ads of a woman, you know, dying in the parking lot of a hospital because she couldn't get care that she needed for a pregnancy would have an impact. But really, it seems like the economy and security were the primary messages. And, you know, maybe credit goes to Republicans in this cycle for being able to shift it away from reproductive rights. I guess that's something we'll kind of be able to figure out more as you know, people kind of dig into when you really get across the demographics and different breakdowns of who voted how and why over the next coming days and weeks.
Now, this second Trump administration, I don't think anybody doubts, is going to be very aggressive. They are going to try to force their agenda on states that maybe don't want it. It's going to be much different than his first administration. So I think this is going to be an interesting spot for Governor Josh Shapiro. He will probably have quite the spotlight on him now, won't he?
Yeah, in two ways. And, you know, Donald Trump not only won the popular vote, significant electoral college win. We know Donald Trump. And we know that he's going to take that and run with it and say, you know, this is what the country wants. Look at how they voted. They want me to do this. So I think you're absolutely right that it's going to be a more aggressive administration, in addition to, you know, things that he learned the first time around of roadblocks that prevented him from doing some of the things that he wanted to do and working around to make sure those roadblocks aren't in place. For Josh Shapiro, In a big way, this is the best case scenario for his presidential aspirations, which are no secret, in that there's not going to be an incumbent Democrat running in 4 years. So he's not waiting 8 years. You have to guess, if past history is any indication, in 2 years, the party in power is not going to be popular. That's how it's worked as long as I can remember. So he'll be running for re-election in Pennsylvania in a cycle that will probably be very beneficial to Democrats. And then 2 years later, the White House will be open and he can run for that office. Now, in between, what's going to be interesting is how he deals with the state legislature. The majority in the state house is going to be slim, one or two seats. It's a five-seat majority for Republicans, a Republican-controlled state Senate, that he's going to have to work with. And this last session, with Democrats having the one-seat majority in the state house, they didn't get a lot done. Governor Shapiro is going to have to get things done. And Republicans in the state legislature know what he's looking for. They know that he is targeting the White House, and they're going to do all they can to make him look bad, to make him make tough decisions, and to force him to publicly state his stance on issues that he would rather be more vague on. If you're running for the White House, you don't want to have a clear history on some of the more controversial issues. And Republicans in the state legislature have said, you know, they want him on record on controversial issues, school vouchers, which, you know, he supports, and but other hot button issues as well. So we can expect to see that from the state legislature. And is he able to, you know, be the great negotiator that he said he was when he came in? Is he able to work with Senate Republicans and get things done? That's going to be key over the next 2 years leading up to the next gubernatorial election. And then also, you know, the 2 years following that going into the presidential election, to see is he still on the national stage, or are they able to cut his legs out from underneath him?
All right, that's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert joining us. We will have more of The Week in Philly coming up. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.